Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and it's once again time for everyone's favorite impromptu podcast, the newest and hottest and the best alternative. It is Friday, February 26, 2016, and this is Smirnoff Live, and I am your host, Ross Smirnoff Hustle, and for the next 30 minutes, I'm going to entertain you and maybe even do a after party, if you will. Joining me on co-commentary tonight is my special friend Lynn, and when I say special, of the nation, you know how your boy does it, running some booty. Anyway, on this edition of Smirnoff Live, we're going to talk about a bitch-ass motherfucker, and yes, I'm going to use the N-word, and I'm going to use his real name. His name is Donald. What kind of fucking name is that for a black man? You are the most worthless piece of shit that I've ever seen in my life. So I'm going to tell you about that story. And conspicuous by his absence, my boy, C.J. Glickman of Glickman Marketing Productions or whatever the fuck it's called. C.J. can't be on tonight. We were going to do a show earlier, and he just didn't call in. So with that being said, we're going to talk about this nigga. We're going to talk about my pranking ways and my fucked up week. Well, I don't want to bore y'all with that. It's just work politics. And as usual, I always seem to look at all things negative, even though it is not as bad as I'm making it out to be. I work kind of in a call center type of environment. It's IT, make damn good money. And my manager, she's fine as a motherfucker. I'm talking about fine as hell. And she did a review of one of my calls, and I'm just kind of like, okay, well, maybe it's not as bad as I said. It was just some formatting and some dumb shit like that. Oh, let's see if I can get my boy. I ain't going to use his real name, but Mike. I just sent you a text and called him to the show. I'm going to try to get Booty Warrior on here too, Walter. You know, he likes men's butt. Well, not really, but I'm just kidding. Couple shout-outs to Don Tony and Kevin Castle Show, the best wrestling podcast on the internet, located at wrestling-news.com. Anthony Missionary Thomas and Joey Numbers of the Wrestling Super Wrestling Soup.com. Solomon Monster, Jason Solomon and Solomon Sounds Off. Check him out. He's a great podcaster. These are all wrestling related. I'm not going to talk about wrestling tonight. Don't want to bore anybody with wrestling talk and news. Maybe I'll get my big nose ass cousin to call in, or I'll get that motherfucker DJ Moon, J Moon. Yeah, you got me good on that motherfucking thread. So I'm gonna blast your ass on this motherfucking podcast, talking all that bullshit. Call into it. The number to call in, if you want to call in, and I blasted this on Facebook, and I blasted it to whoever's online right now, the number to call in if you want to speak to me, God himself, Rob Smirnoff Hustle, Smirnoff Live, is 347-989-1048. That again is 347-989-1048. And let's talk about Donald for a second. So this motherfucker here is, like, getting so fucking pissed off because I blew his phone up. Okay, I did what's called an SMS bomber, and I, you know how your phone buzzes whenever you get a bunch of text messages? I blew this nigga shit up. I'm talking about I sent this motherfucker about 300 goddamn text messages last night, and this motherfucker got mad. I'm talking about pissed. Holy shit, was he pissed. And then he gets on the phone, and he's talking to my gal. You know, they used to have a thing going, Lynn. They had a thing going, and I'll just let her tell you more about this nigga. Well, she don't want to get on the line, but... I'm not going to talk about the tape. The tape. The infamous tape. But I got a tape, too. Well, it's probably somewhere in the archives of Sprint. But I don't know if I can get access since I have Verizon now. Verizon's a much better service. But anyway, I'm going to see if I can get my boy Mike Addison on here. Task, dude. You want to get your tasks done? Do DJ Moan or your boy Mike Addison. Get them niggas on this motherfucker. I don't know. I don't know who I'm going to get on this motherfucker. I'll just start texting, try to get some people to call in, and we'll just see what they think about a nigga that is schizophrenic, paranoid. I mean, he's talking about calling the authorities and all this other fucking bullshit and over some damn bombing. I bombed his phone with a bunch of text messages. And then he turns around, this sorry motherfucker, this no good cocksucker, decides to get somebody pretending to be his 14-year-old niece to text me and shit, and to fucking talking about, why are you texting my uncle? Why are you doing this? Why are you da-da-da-da? Why are you doing this shit? Wow, we got some people on hold. Oh, C.J. Glickman just called in. Anyway, we got somebody on the line, 301. Who is this?
I'm Eric. This is Eric, man.
Oh, Eric, what's up, man? Eric Brown, what's going on? What's this?
Nothing much, man. Just chilling, man. Just chilling.
You hearing this story. So I bombed this motherfucker, and CJ Glickman, my normal co-host, He was on the line. I didn't even know. Shit, let me get his that. So let me ask your opinion from another black man's opinion, perspective. So I got this, but my gal here, you might as well say we boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
She knows she won Big Rob because she didn't have Big Rob in one way or another. You catch my drift. Yeah. I laid that pipe on her goddamn ass. You know how white girls get.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hold on, let me get Glivian on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, I got my boy. I got the man himself from Glivian Marketing Productions, my regular co-host, AKB. We're doing the after party tonight, baby. Glivmarpro.com, goddamn, got everything. We ain't going to spend too much time about that, but... My boy been doing it. CJ Glickman, are you on the line?
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
You sound like you got the gimmick.
I'm just really tired. I've been really tired. I've been up since 12 a.m. yesterday.
Wow.
Hey, you want me to retell the story? We got my boy Eric Brown on the line. The addition of Spread Off Live. You know, we blowing up, man. We ain't blowing up like your company. QuickMarkPro.com, goddammit. QuickMarkPro.com. These motherfuckers are going to do some shit, man. I'm going to do some shit with them on the media.
Hey, the last 24 hours, we've gotten thousands of followers on Instagram.
Oh, I'm talking about.
You know, we just broke over 1,000 on the Facebook page. So we're getting our, and we have over 58,000 Twitter followers. So
yeah, so that's great, man. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all about networking, man.
I just got off the phone with one of my documentary subjects, who I'll be releasing a docu-series soon. Anyway, so what's up? What's going on?
So Eric, I don't know if you've been hearing about the show. So tonight's topic is about someone Lynn used to fuck with. The jackass, his name is Donald, okay? This motherfucker's 40 years old, black man. It doesn't even have to do with race. Let's just say that.
Can I just mention something?
You do it anyway, so go ahead.
Okay, I'm a white guy.
Obviously.
I'm a white guy. There's a term called white guilt, right?
Yeah.
No one ever talks about the black guilt. What the fuck is the deal with the community bullshit? Why is it when a black man makes money, all of a sudden he's got to go back and help his fucking community because he's black? What the fuck?
Well, I guess it's kind of like giving back to the community that gave to him before.
What they do
for him?
He fucking busts his ass to get out of that goddamn ghetto. Why the fuck does he want to go back there? Stay the fuck away. You're successful. Hang out with successful people. Move on.
White people don't do that. Because a lot of times what the blacks who do make it, they're called a geek and nerd growing up. So when they make it, I'm like, why should I go back when I'm not respected in the first place, you know?
Exactly. I mean, white people don't do that. We fucking leave our community as fast as we can if we're not rich. You know, we get the fuck out of there. I mean, come on. I mean, when the guy in the trailer park makes it,
you
have to go back to the trailer park. But you can move on to the niece or something, right?
Yeah, I didn't even want to cut you off. You know, I love you like a brother, man. No homo, but because you know when you get
you
rolling,
know it's a little,
like,
you know it's a little homo, you know it's a little homo, you know it's a little homo. Come on.
When you get rolling like you did on the day before a couple of episodes ago, holy, oh my God. That was a verbal ass-raping assassination of the owner of
Just imagine if I hated the guy. I have people I hate I can never talk about on the radio because I would say some really fucked up shit.
Well, I'm going to get your ass rolling. Let me tell you about this motherfucker, Donald. So Donald and Lynn used to date, whatever, blah, blah. Things didn't work out. They stayed friends. And you know how I buzz people, and you've been a victim of it. And it's annoying. I know it is. I'm 34, almost 35 years old, but I'm just having fun. I don't fuck with you like that because out of respect for you. But I was just like, I'm like, okay, you keep bringing this nigga up. You know what? I'm going to fuck with him. He's schizophrenic, paranoid anyway, goddamn on disability.
You just broke a cardinal rule, dude. You just broke a cardinal rule by fucking with this guy. You know what you broke?
What?
I don't get why the new guys always have to fuck with the old guy. The old boyfriend's the past. Move the fuck on. You're the new guy.
Dude, I know me and Lynn were taking it back in 2004, like 12 years ago.
Yeah, but my point is you're fucking her. My point is this, you're fucking her now, okay? You're fucking her now again. And this guy, yeah, he's got issues, whatever, he's the past. Why is it like when my ex, her fucking boyfriend fucking tried to fuck with me and I showed him, oh, you don't want to do that. I showed him
CJ,
you don't want to piss me off. Why are you fucking with the ex?
It just happened. Fuck, I met her on Tinder.
That shows you you're a fucking little bitch, dude. You're a boy. Stop being a boy. Grow the fuck up. Move on. You're already hitting that. I mean, come on. You're already got the ass. Why you gotta go fuck with the guy. I mean, come on, dude.
I know, dude. That's a teenage boy move.
Okay. My business partner, his ex-girlfriend, she got this younger guy, maybe a couple years younger. He wanted to prove himself by the fuck with us, and it's like, dude, you're a fucking little. What the fuck? You're a little bitch. We could beat the shit out of you. I'm big enough to fucking throw the guy. I can throw him through a fucking wall. My point is this, dude. You're already hitting that. Why do you got to fuck with the guy who's not hitting that anymore? And if he's got issues, leave it alone. You don't want to deal with that. Because, dude, you can fucking fuck him up. He can hurt her.
Bitch, I fuck with people. That's what I do.
Yeah, that's why no one likes you. That's why no one likes you, dude.
That's
no one really likes you.
They don't like me. They can suck my dick. I don't give a fuck.
And you know Len's going to drop you soon.
He's
going to get tired of you and drop your ass. Come on.
Man, I slap the shit out of that motherfucker. He want to try to do something. If that nigga listening to this, you can suck my dick, soak her on a fucking dick, and die.
Look, I
that's
got
what
you fired
you
can
up.
Do. I got you
now,
fired
you got, up. You got me fired up, motherfucker. And on the after party, I might fire your motherfucking ass up with me. But man, don't get started, man. We trying to chill on this motherfucker. You getting me fired
dude,
up over
it's like,
the...
it's like, but that's
come on,
such
you
a boy thing
man.
To do.
You fucking
that's
up,
such
you
a
fucking
boy
up again. Hey, CJ, I'm on the gimmick, man. Come on. All right, you know what that means. We ain't got to go into detail. I'm on
the
gimmick.
Yeah, I know
what
the gimmick is.
Okay.
Lynn, are you on the gimmick too?
No, I don't know. I don't know if he's on the gimmick or not. Anyway,
no, I'm asking Lynn. Is Lynn on the gimmick? And is she there under
she's
her
on
own
the
will?
She's gonna be on something else later if you catch my meaning.
Is she there under her own will? Like, is she there by choice? You're not holding her hostage, are you? Are you okay, Lynn?
Yes, officer, I'm fine.
Okay, I'm just making sure, you know, he's
and it's just such a racist thing. He's like, officer.
Hey, man. Hey, I look like, if I dress up like a cop, I look like the part, okay? I'm a, like, shaved head white guy, you know?
Go
come
ahead.
On.
Hey, I'll do something that... See, Edge in 2006, when he was WWE champion, they had a live sex session on Raw with Lita. I will do a live sex session right here, right now.
And that's
now.
When WWE was still good. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, and that's why Smirnoff Live is going to go up the ratings, because I'm going to have a live sex session right here, right now. I will fuck this motherfucker right here, right now. Eric Brown, do I have your approval?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yes, it is. I got the belt right here and shit. I'm going to whoop some ass now.
Well, don't you have to pull the Viagra first?
Oh, actually, I do have one left, shit. Y'all hear that?
Shit. Be careful, man. You don't want to see blue. I hope you didn't have a big meal. I hope you didn't have a big meal, dude.
I'm just looking around, man. I would do that shit on it. Well, yeah, I would do that
shit. Yeah, you would.
I would do that shit on the air. Hell, we would have to have a standing party, goddamn. Man, we would have a goddamn good time. Eric, what do you think about this shit, man?
Well, I've been with girls where their exes can't let go. I mean, dude, and the funny thing is, the ex has another girlfriend, and he's still bragging about she's got his old chick. I'm like, dude, let it go. Move on.
When I, okay. Now, I got rid of the radio shows with my ex from, like, because I was engaged 6 years ago. Now, but after I was engaged 6 years ago, I got engaged four more times. But the first engagement was really special, okay? It was really special. I really cared about her. I thought, okay, this is it. I'm going to marry her. And, it was a train wreck. It was a train wreck. I don't believe she can make those noises with him. I think she's faking it.
Man, I'm a black man. Did you forget about that? Hold on a second. I'm going to tell you
You're
something.
Only half black. You're like the
fat Obama. The last of us are right here, right now. How about this? I'm going to do it with the glasses on, too. Hold on, let me stick my dick in the pussy. Hold on a second. Give me this ass.
This is what's called audio theater. Theater of the mind. Picture him with muscles and I don't know what he looks like. So
I'm
really it could be anybody you want.
I'm right here right now. I'm not bullshitting.
He's sticking his dick in. Oh, my God. He's got a fucker. He's got a fucker. Oh.
Oh God, I'm glad I called in, man. I need a laugh, man.
Oh,
I need a laugh.
Come on, man. Say hello to Sergeant Cup. Rub his head and twist the top. Take it down to the balls. He'll shoot like Niagara Falls. Hey ho, face down, ass up. That's the way we like to fuck.
This man ain't got shit on me. I'm the true genetic jackhammer, goddammit. Oh my God. This show has gone like totally.
So did you
like,
not already? Did you not already? Or was that just dipping
man,
in?
Man,
did you just dip it in
say,
or did you not?
I'm like Ric Flair, man. I'm the 60 minute man, baby. I can go all night. We're going to party tonight like it's 1965, Ron. Woo!
Oh, man.
Let's see in the studio. Oh, shit, man. Man, this shit is going down right now. Man, I tell you what, this motherfucking... I don't mean to call her out of her name, but this bitch here has got some good ass pussy.
Hey, let me tell you something. They ain't nothing like some good ass pussy. I just had some on Wednesday, so, you know, ain't nothing like some pussy.
Yes, sir. Pussy is more important than eating food, it's more important than drinking water. When I see a bitch, I tell her like they're a seer. I like you, and I want you. Now, we can do this the easy way, or we can do this the hard way. The choice is yours. What's it going to be? I asked you a question. Don't make me ruin that butt, goddammit. But if you're Walter, then, you know, you like men's butt, and Lisa's going to get that booty. He's going to ruin that butt. I came to look for some man's butt. That's what Lisa would be saying.
I can't believe you have a chick and you're talking about Walter. Maybe there's something there. I'm just saying, man. You have a chick right there that you're fucking and you're bringing up Walter.
I am not gay. I'm just fucking around as an inside
joke. You're thinking
joke.
About Walter while you're fucking her.
I'm not. What? You fucking sick fuck. What's wrong with you, man?
Yeah, you are, dude. You brought him up. You're fucking her. You're thinking about Walter.
Fine. You lost your goddamn
mind. I mean, come on, dude. I mean, really, Walter, you could do so much better, dude. Come on. I'm just saying.
I'm going to ruin some butt right now. Hold on. Let me get the charge.
You're fucking hurt by thinking about Walter, aren't you? I mean, I guess it's kind of weird that we're on the phone and I'm talking while you're fucking and you're listening
to
my voice.
Hey, Eric, have you ever touched that fire and not his children?
Where's that?
I hope this is an R-rated show.
It is an R-rated show.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
kids, if you're listening, if you're listening right now, kids, you see, when a man and a woman want to fuck, they have to get in a position called doggy style.
I usually smoke a black while I'm doing this first.
I'm assuming they're doing doggy style.
Seriously,
but for me, it could be doggy style. She can get on top, whatever. As long as I'm getting some.
No, I was asking you, have you ever seen the Trojan one, the brand Trojan with the fire and ice. That shit is nice, man. You got to try that shit out.
I ain't tried that yet, no. I got to.
Let's put it this way. When you put it on one side, the pussy's either going to be warm or it's going to be kind of cold, and the dick is going to be either warm or cold, depending on which condom you get. But it's called fire and ice. It's very nice.
That's what I'm talking about.
It'll make your ass nut twice.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, Doc O' Wood, never had an STD. I always fucking strap up, man. I always strap
me
up.
Me too. I keep three in my wallet, you know.
I mean, if I could avoid using condoms, I try. Always wear a condom, kids. Might I suggest you try Durex? I like Durex.
I'm more of a Trojan man, so you know.
I like Durex because I like the lube in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I'm sucking some breasts right now. I'm not bullshitting. Hold on a second.
Why
y'all keep talking. We're doing the after party. I told you we were in a lot of sex sessions, goddamn.
I'm glad I called in this show, man, because I was mad. Boy, I know we were here. Oh, man, you cracked me up, man. You keep it real, bro. You keep it real. I like that.
I got a lot too much titty right now. Yeah, these ain't no fake, man. These some real ones, son.
Walter likes men, but
you fucked up the whole thing. If Walter hears this shit, he's gonna fucking be pissed.
Walter, he's thinking about you while he's fucking this girl. That should make you feel great.
Come on, dude. What the fuck, man?
I know. That's what a bastard does, motherfucker. That's the whole point.
You busted my balls.
That's the whole
balls,
point,
dude.
Man. I know. That's fucking asshole, dude. That's why. You really think I'm not gonna interrupt you? You really think I'm not gonna interrupt you fucking? Come on, dude.
You're a son of a bitch. You know that? You're my co-host. You're my nigga, but you a son of a bitch.
Of course,
man,
I'm a son of a bitch, man.
I'm not bullshitting. I was sucking some breasts, and then this nigga bring up Walter. Man, I don't want to hear that gay punk ass bag of shit. Nigga, you know my
son. It's better than bringing up Chad.
Oh, man. You know what? I don't even want to fuck that motherfucker. I'll tell you that.
Oh, now you're thinking about Chad while you're fucking her.
No, you don't. I question your manhood. You're the one who keep on bringing up
Walter
and Chad. And
I'm not the one who's always saying that. I mean, I'm comfortable with my sexuality. I'm not uptight, you know. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm just saying, man.
I'm not uptight, that's all.
I'm talking about the last next session here, and you're fucking up shit.
Yeah, what do you expect? You have me call in, you know. You can't cork me right now. I'm running on fumes, so, you know, I'm just fucking bucking.
What the fuck, man?
I'm running on fumes right now, man. I've been up since 12, busting my ass, building my fucking company so I can make money.
Anyway, you want to do the after party? What do you say?
I don't give a fuck.
All right, well, we're about to go off there. This has
been
our live.
Well, there's got to be some dick sucking going on, though. Come on.
After party. It's the after party right now, and we get talking dirty. Now some real fucking's going down. Hold on one second. Come here, bitch. Put this dick in your mouth. Shit.
Whatever.
Man, she ain't talking about sucking some dick, man. Eric, I need your help, man. What the hell,
that's what I'm talking about.
you got to put some dick in women's mouths. You know, sometimes they talk to you goddamn much.
How's that sound?
Well, that's the best way to shut them up, Daniel. Yeah.
We shouldn't understand what she's saying unless she,
Oh, man. Dude, this show has gone, like, completely... It's been R-rated, like, since we started, like, but this has got to be a high-rated show, man. I'm going to push this motherfucker.
Well, it's a high-rated show because I'm back on it, that's why.
Yeah, that's true.
It ain't because it ain't because of you guys fucking. I mean, come on, you're dull fucking. It's very dull the way you guys fuck. Come on. I fuck, it's loud.
You know
it's
what?
It's loud, and I'm either calling the bitch. I'm either calling her mommy or I'm calling her a whore. Or a cunt. Sometimes if they're into that. It's kind of weird. Kind of dicey, I'm just saying.
What the hell was that? She's like watching ads. Hey, you're on Snow Off Live. You're on my show. You did fuck me. What are you talking about? Yeah, that's why your ass is over. I'm going to ruin some butt right now. Give me this pussy, goddammit.
Are you going to fuck her ass?
I don't know.
I'm going to fuck her ass and make her back at me. And make her back. I'm gonna make the humble shit. I'm gonna give her the ISC treatment. I'm gonna scrape your back. I'm gonna fuck your ass.
He acts like
humble.
A big man around his homies.
Oh, man. I'm gonna fuck her ass. I'm gonna break her back. And then I'm gonna fuck her ass again. And I'm gonna make her humble. I'm gonna fuck it hard. Oh, man. Oh, man. And then Eric Sims, the ESS promotes of what? Man, I want some head now with all this talking.
Well, if she's going to give you head, we should understand what she's saying.
She's about to see a black cock in her fucking mouth. That's what she's about to see. Like caramel.
Yeah, it's called microphone checker, microphone checker.
Oh, yeah. No, she just had a tooth pulled like 2 weeks ago. So
Okay, then give him a hand job or something. Give him a hand job.
Yeah.
Hand on them. They're working. I'm directing now. Give him a hand job. Go for the hand.
Yeah.
Come on. Don't forget his friends too. On the ball. Don't forget his friends.
It ain't no fun.
You gotta work at
hand. Yes, he's back in the motherfucking house with a black dip in your motherfucking mouth.
Lord, I'm not.
We need to take this shit 1994 Snoop Dogg doggy style.
Oh man, that was my moment. Man, I love that CD. I still play that this day.
Daniel Fishel
has been on record saying that that's her favorite fucking album of all time.
It's one of my favorite albums too.
You're one of my favorite. Yeah.
Oh man, I want to get her pregnant. I don't care if she's married or not.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, what would you do to Daniel Fishel? Do it to Lynn?
I would do things that would not be possible that are in just, oh, my God. If I had Daniel Fishel just one night.
Hey, Daniel Fishel, Do you want me to send this to her?
You goddamn right I want to send it to her. She doesn't
know the fuck I got. Like I said, I got people following me. I'll find her on Twitter. I'll send it to her, dude. And I'll be like, hey, they're talking about you on here. And you can listen to this guy fuck. You can listen to this guy fuck so you know he's good, you know? Hey, you know?
Yeah, she's almost 35. and she married a guy that's like 7 years younger than her. What the
that's
fuck kind of shit
sexist,
is that?
Though. That's kind of sexist of you to say, man. It's kind of sexist. Why can't she marry a younger guy? It's always been, you know.
Yeah.
Personally, I like them older, you know. Or younger. I'm really weird that way. I like it either way.
Man,
I don't know what you're talking about.
He wants to fuck Daniel Fishel and impregnate her. She's an actress from Boy Meets World. And
she knows who she is.
Uh-huh.
I told her the whole story. Hey, CJ, CJ, I feel like doing some more talking. You should get on your feed and set up another show.
Oh, man, no. I got to crash. I got to crash after this.
It's almost 10 o'clock.
I've been up since 12 last night, okay? I've been working, you know.
Oh, good. Eric, how's your week been, man? That's how glad you for
good.
A second.
Well, I got me some pussy on Wednesday, so my week's doing good, you know.
My dick, that's right, God damn it. When I post this shit, I'm gonna make sure I tag you, CJ, and I'm gonna tag that the nappy head, big bear rimmer looking motherfucker, DJ Moan Ross looking at it. Big fuck teeth looking some bitch, and then my other nigga Alvin and the Chipmunk Cash off in Houston, Texas. I went to high school with this motherfucker. Have you ever seen nigga? You ever seen a nigga with two or three teeth on top of each other and shit when you were in school, man? Talking to Eric.
Yeah, I've seen some of that before. Yeah.
Yeah, big buck tooth beaver mouth looking motherfucker. I mean, this nigga got a wide ass forehead. You ever seen a nigga with buck beaver teeth and just a forehead? Just he ain't got no hair, just forehead.
Yep.
I'm gonna tag that nigga on there too, goddammit. I'm gonna talk shit. And Moan, because see, DJ Moan, I told that nigga I was gonna get on here and talk shit. You my nigga. I'm gonna tell you like this. It's all fucking jokes and shit, man. You know, niggas high side, man. That's what we do. We niggas.
And here's the thing. If you can't laugh at yourself, there's something wrong. Because you got to have a great sense of humor. Nowadays, everything is so PC. That's why the world is falling apart. Nobody can take a joke anymore. I mean,
Don't say that, because you get CJ going. CJ start talking about the diversification of America. Go ahead, CJ.
Well, you know, I have to toe the line. I have to toe the line in what I do now. I used to do really outrageous shit, you know. My business partner, you know, and I used to have an act. We used to do the most. I used to play a psychotic killer clown, okay? I got banned in countries on YouTube.
Oh, damn.
Okay? I once did a stalker video for Brooke Hogan, where I fucking jacked off on camera on YouTube. I jacked off on camera, and I did it in a way to where people thought I was pretending I was jacking it. No, I was really jacking it, and I was calling Brooke. And I even made a video about Nick Hogan as well, going after him. That was my first video going after him. So I used to do really outrageous stuff. I even, you know, so I had to tone the line down, you know. I don't, it's no secret that I'm anti-feminist, but I'm pro-LGBT. You know, I'm cool with gays and all that. I'm just against feminism. I'm a MGTOW, as in I'm a man going my own way. I don't really care. I want to make money. My life is not valued by trying to score a pussy, because that's not a problem. Serious, that's really not. So I have to toe the party line, as in I can't say certain things. I can't call people out, you know, who I want to call out. I can't, you know, and it is a pussification of America. I can say certain things, but I got to be careful. I can't go after certain groups. I can't make you know, jokes about, you know, black people, because I'll be called a racist, you know.
And let me address that. And we call each other the N-word worse than anybody else. We do.
Well, I would never call a black dude an N-word, at least to his face, I'm just saying. So I would never use that language. That's just wrong.
Hey, bitch, you called me a nigger earlier. Nah, bullshit.
Who?
PJ called me a nigger.
When? It's not on tape, is it? Bitch.
These nuts, nigga.
You know, we live in a world where, you know, we got to either treat women like children or adults, or I don't know what. We got to
I don't know if anybody heard this YouTuber called Tommy Sotomayor. He goes in on feminism and the child support system.
What?
There's a YouTuber by the name of Tommy Sotomayor. He really goes in on single mothers, the child support system. He thinks it's a big ripoff. I mean, they have blocked this channel so many times because.
Well, dude, I want you to think about this, dude. You have a dick between your legs, right?
Yeah.
Your dick is actually worth money, because if you forget to pull out, you're paying for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
Okay, and that's just how it is, you know. You know, but I can't go after single mothers. Believe me, I would love to go after single mothers. I got called out by a single mother. I said to that chick, that woman during the riots, when she hit her son through, I guess, because he was rioting, and she has like 6 kids or something. I'm like,
oh yeah. I remember that one.
And I said, maybe if people stop crap, maybe these women stop crapping these kids out, they wouldn't have a problem raising them. Oh, I got some shit for that. Okay, I got. You know, it's like, hey, you know, but you can't criticize people for doing that. You can't call people out on that, you know. Just maybe you wouldn't be on Maury testing like 20 guys to see who your kid's dad is if you maybe showed a little bit of, you know, self-control. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean, what happened to condos? I mean, you got people around. I like people around.
There's nothing wrong with sleeping around, but, you know, if you're sleeping around so much to where you're crapping out kids and then you're using those kids to get just for child support. I heard this. I'm not sure if it's true. It's a stereotype, but there are some women in the hood, that use men for child support. That actually just have like many fathers, and they use those men for child support. By the way, the women groups and people have said this, and this you get attacked for this. Single mothers, and this is the PC bullshit, you can't make single mothers itemize the child support because they're spending the money on themselves or something, you know. It's just,
you know, and I remember they kind of proposed they want to, like, you know, they have to leave this card. It's only supposed to be spent for the kids, for clothes.
Oh, no,
because
they got to buy their booty shorts.
And the single mothers went off about that.
Yeah, they got to buy the booty shorts, man.
Yeah,
they gotta find another sucker. You know, they gotta
get their hair done. They gotta get their nails done. You know, shoes, clothes. I mean, come on, man.
I'm so glad I never had kids. You know, I'm just.
I will say this: the one perk about my job or about my career choice that's being slowly taken away because of this whole bullshit is the fucking of the actresses. I mean, come on. You know, You got to deal with that bullshit. Oh, you know, that. I mean, that's the whole reason you want to be a director. The director gets to fuck the actress. Or at least one of them, you know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, because, yeah, they get to be the casting couch, you know.
Yeah, you. Oh, you can't do that anymore. Oh, that. Oh, you get exposed.
And well, here's the thing. And the women were down with it because they were sluts. So they